Hello again. In reflecting upon today's readings from the fifth Monday of Easter, allow me to begin with a story about teaching and learning. Among Jesuits who teach, it has often been said that if you can effectively teach a class of high school sophomores, especially in a class period right after their lunch, you can teach anyone. Here is one episode of my once having faced this challenge. Some years ago, I taught religious studies to a sophomore class at Georgetown Prep. It was a six-period class, and so it took place early in the afternoon. Recalling the class, I sometimes wonder if I learned more than my students, for they taught me one of the more important lessons of my young teaching Jesuit life, namely, how to and how not to teach. The how not to teach was my trying to force material upon them so as to meet the requirements of the class syllabus without adequately accounting for the attention span of sophomore boys who at times acted, well, sophomoric, especially right after they had their lunch, often loaded with the sugars of soda and desserts. The subject matter for the class was the New Testament, some of which involved teaching the Acts of the Apostles with the accounts about the journey of St. Paul, the first of which we heard in today's first reading, as we read how Paul traveled through Iconium, then to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe. While my GP students were respectful, I could tell that some were just not interested in this ancient church history. Yes, these young men did study hard, and many did well in the class quizzes, but I sensed that they were not too enthusiastic about the material, nor the teacher. That is until one particular student taught me something. His name was Brian, who I knew from after-school activities. I noticed that Brian was one of the students who had particular trouble paying attention, and so he acted out by misbehaving. After one class, I spoke with Brian about his misbehaviors, and he honestly related that he just was not interested in what was conveyed in the Acts of the Apostles, particularly the stories surrounding ancient and foreign towns he never heard of. Then it occurred to me to ask Brian what was his favorite class, and he informed me that the art class taught by my fellow Jesuit, Brother Barb Carson, was his favorite class. I then asked Brian what he was planning to do for the final research paper for the course due on the last day in about a month. Brian shrugged his shoulders. I suggested to him then that instead of writing a paper, that he produce an art project. "What do you mean?" he asked. I then remarked, "Brian, suppose you were to draw a map of the three missionary journeys of St. Paul." Brian's eyes brightened, and he said, "Sure, I'll do that." A few weeks later, on the final day of class, Brian handed in a large poster showing in some detail the map of the lands surrounding the Mediterranean Sea, upon which were sprinkled dots in various colors. Brian proceeded to show me how he highlighted Paul's three missionary journeys. Then he explained enthusiastically the geography of each one of Paul's three journeys. He pointed to a big red dot, the city of Antioch, where Paul began his first journey. And then he traced the lines representing the roads in which Paul moved through the cities of Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. That is the cities cited in today's first reading. As I examined, approvingly, Brian's map, I recognized how he artistically absorbed the readings from Acts by connecting the highlighted dots on the map. More importantly, I could tell Brian's boredom had been transformed into an enthusiasm as he learned to become engaged with the Acts of the Apostles by connecting the dots. Many years later, whether Brian remembers that assignment, perhaps he does, I wonder, but I do, for Brian's creativity and enthusiasm taught me how to teach more effectively, and in some ways, how to learn by connecting the dots. Friends, I realize that at times readings from the Acts of the Apostles can be a bit tedious. For the past couple of weeks and for the next 3 weeks until the Feast of Pentecost, various chapters from the Acts have and will serve as the first reading. Of course, there are the readings in the Gospel from the Gospel of John, which are designed to complement the Acts. But John's writing also, too, can be tedious, for they often seem abstract and at times repetitious. Perhaps some of you may feel like my Georgetown Prep students, but how they felt about the material. But then there is the lesson Brian taught me. That is, seek and find an enthusiasm in the readings and ask yourself which episodes and which figures in this book of the New Testament may pique your interest and your curiosity. In today's reading, I found one such passage in the last sentence of the Gospel. Quote, I've told you this, why I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Unquote. In reading and reflecting upon this passage, I saw a connection with the Acts of the Apostles as I was reminded that the Acts began with the sending of the Holy Spirit at the first Pentecost. This is conveyed in chapter 2. From this event, all the stories that follow are derived from and are example of the Father sending the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit, then, that inspired the spiritual enthusiasm related by St. Luke in his account of the actions of believers, such as Peter, Barnabas, Mark, and of course, Paul. In so many words, like Brian, I began connecting the dots. And how about you, the listener to this homily? Is there a phrase or word that sparks your curiosity? If there is one, I invite you to consider how each episode of the Acts of the Apostles serves as an example of how the Holy Spirit is acting in and among the persons portrayed in the book, but also portrayed in our lives today. Indeed, is not the Acts of the Apostles really an account of the actions of the Holy Spirit and the lives of those first men and women who received the Holy Spirit and acted upon it? We, men and women of today, are still invited to act on the actions of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Especially during this pandemic, we are called on to meet the challenge creatively and with the grace of the Spirit. Folks, we have passed the halfway point of the liturgical journey from Easter to Pentecost. There are less than 3 weeks of readings from the Acts until we arrive at the beginning, at the Pentecost, the beginning from which the grace of the Holy Spirit inspired so many of those early believers. The past few weeks and the next ones may be seen as a series of episodes of how the early Christian community was moved by the Spirit and conveyed and preached the message of Jesus throughout the world. Each of these actions and movements may be seen as dots on the map of the early church as it moved from Jerusalem to Rome through the missionary journeys of Paul. Let us then journey forward together to Pentecost Sunday. Let us encourage one another and be encouraged by the Spirit acting within our time, within one another. Let us, brothers and sisters, connect the dots.